Kevin McCarthy blasts Garland's appointment of David Weiss as special counsel in Hunter Biden probe. By Nick Gilbertson on August 11, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, wonders how U.S. Attorney David Weiss can be trusted to serve as special counsel in the Hunter Biden probe after Weiss's office brokered his now-dead sweetheart plea deal. Soon after Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that he appointed Weiss as special counsel in the probe, stating it was in the public interest, McCarthy took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to raise his concerns. This action by Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, cannot be used to obstruct congressional investigations or whitewash the Biden family corruption, McCarthy wrote. If Weiss negotiated the sweetheart deal that couldn't get approved, how can he be trusted as a special counsel? Garland stated that Weiss requested he be appointed special counsel this week. This comes after IRS whistleblower testimony alleged he had previously requested the status but was denied. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, is skeptical about the appointment, alleging it is part of a DOJ cover-up amid Republican investigations. Notably, Garland's move comes a day after Comer revealed plans to subpoena some of Biden's family members. Russell Dye, a spokesman for House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, R.O., shared a similar sentiment in a statement to Breitbart News. David Weiss can't be trusted and this is just a new way to whitewash the Biden family's corruption, Dye said. Weiss is the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware who headed up the investigation into Hunter Biden on tax evasion allegations, in which prosecutors and Biden's legal team agreed to what many critics called a sweetheart plea deal that ultimately fell apart following scrutiny from Judge Mary Ellen Noriega, as Breitbart News reported. The failed plea deal involved Hunter Biden pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax violations and entering a pretrial diversion program for a gun charge to avoid jail time. The deal fell apart after Noriega questioned if it meant that Biden would be immune from prosecution for other potential crimes in perpetuity, including, for example, not properly registering as a foreign agent. After Wise confirmed that the investigation would not give Biden immunity in perpetuity, Biden's lead lawyer, Chris Clark, called the agreement null and void. Negotiations for a subsequent plea deal came to a halt on Friday, and the case appears to be heading for trial, NBC News reported.